Defensive back Tony Moss. Tony was just named today as the Western Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Had three interceptions in Saturday's win. He's the first Louisiana Tech player to do that since Freddie Lewis did in 1998 against Boise State. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions for Tony.
Marlon, are you happy that you got that player of the week?
Yeah, I'm a little excited about that.
talk about, what keyed you in on getting those picks? Was it just something you felt like you had a good read on the quarterback, or was it just they were putting good pressure up front? How did it all work out?
For the most part, it mapped out up front. The guys on the D-line did an outstanding job getting pressure all night. And one thing our coach told us is stay in coverage, play assignment football, and plays will come to you. Interceptions are mistakes, So when it happened, it was more or less just assignment football. So, I credit the D-line and the second-level guys, the linebackers, for those interceptions.
Did you think you were going to win that award, or did somebody come tell you that, and you were like, oh, that's no surprise? How'd that all go down?
Actually, once the game was over, I kind of forgot about the three interceptions. It was back to the drawing board. Let's get ready for Hawaii. For me to win this award, it was something like a surprise. I thought there was a lot of other guys out there that did, a good job this past weekend in the WAC. So, like I said, it was an honor, more or less, and also a surprise to get the award.
It's good to have that swagger, the three INTs, because now you're facing a really good offensive team. Talk about the challenges you guys can have to face. Obviously, you think about the defensive backs versus, Colburn, but obviously it's the D versus the tackle.
Right. As everyone knows, Colburn is a wonderful quarterback. Hawaii is a wonderful team. The biggest thing for us to go out there and play our game, not try and conform to their game, go out there and do the things the coach instilled in us since, camp. And I think the biggest thing is going out there playing 100% every single play, and I think everything else will work out for itself.
Yeah, as Tech fans, what teams they don't like in the WAC, it's usually Fresno State and Hawaii. And last year they put up, I think 61. Is there any bit of revenge on the mind to kind of get these guys in your house this year?
There's always you want to kind of get payback, but I think the biggest thing is right now having everybody focused, with the score as it was last year. A lot of guys are not happy about the score, so, it's a lot of work being put into making sure that this year, we take care of business.
We talked about that the defense wanted to show that last year was kind of an aberration with all the, points given up. 7 points allowed week one, but this is a really big challenge. Talk about the ability to showcase that, hey, this defense is back in this game. If you guys play well against them, people are going to really recognize that.
Right, I think the biggest thing with this game, once the people see that we do a good job with Hawaii, I think they'll honestly believe that Tech is a for real defense. And I believe it was well as the coaching staff and the players, we know it's a for real defense. Right now we've been working our tails off, preparing, so this is no fluke. The guys are ready to play, and it's a new era. Guys are hungry for a win, and it's going to be an incredible year. That it will be.
How do you think they're looking at you? I mean, last year you guys went to the island, got beat. The year before they came here, didn't fare too well. I mean, they didn't play too well last time they came to Russia.
You know, things happen, and guys have good games, guys have bad games. I think the year that they lost, who knows, they may have been having a bad game. We may have been on, so the thing, I think the biggest thing with that was it was just kind of the chips fell in our favor. But this year, come Saturday, 6 o'clock, we'll see.
Hawaii's always, people love to go out there, not so much play there, but, the trip. How do you make Rust in a hostile environment?
I don't think we want to make Rust in a hostile environment. The biggest thing, we want to play football. Football's still a game. I don't want to get into, kind of making it an unpleasant environment. But once we get on the field, we'll let our pads, handle everything else.
Defense was on the field a lot on Saturday. How important it is
for
them to be not on the field so much this coming Saturday and
tonight? It's going to be real important. Hawaii throws the ball. It's, a lot of running. So it's going to be important for the offense, to do their job as well as the defense to do our job and, keep us off the field as well as, kind of manage the ball and things like that. But I think it'll be real important to keep the defense off the field as much as possible to kind of keep our legs up under us.
Looking at 4 or 5 picks from
I'm looking at a good game.
Tony, you just said you don't really want a hostile environment. do you not want the Tech fans out here? You don't want a packed house? You don't want people screaming down on Hawaii? Or what are you guys going to do, have tea with these guys before you play?
You know, when I say hostile environment, you know, as far as the negative type of things, as players, we're going to go out there and we're going to handle business. As far as the fans, you know, they're fans. You might have rowdy ones, you might have nice ones. So I let the fans do what they do best.
You're saying you don't want to be hostile, but Hawaii comes in and they're not like traditional teams that walk down the pathway. They come down the hill, they do their little haka dance, kind of stomp in midfield. Does that get y'all fired up for the game, or you just don't really pay attention to it? Because a lot of people find it disrespectful, even though it's their tradition.
You know, come Monday, we're fired up. So, you know, by the time Saturday rolls around, you know, we're pretty much bottled up. So we, you know, we're anxious to get out there, but things like that don't really bother us, you know, as much. We know people have their way of trying to intimidate you, and, you know, we don't, you know, go for that, you know, type of thing. So that really doesn't bother us that much, but, you know, if it was to happen this week, I mean, like I said, we're already bottled up, so, you know, 6 o'clock kickoff time, we'll see.
Tony, this is kind of piggybacking off of an earlier question, but while y'all dominated UC on the scoreboard, time of possession they dominated. Was there a sense that y'all ever get tired at any point last week, and how do you keep from doing that against Hawaii?
Last week, the defense played an incredible game. We didn't get tired. As far as, you know, you may have your little moments where, you know, a little water would be good, but as far as tired, now we went through, you know, 2 days was rough. So we pretty much prepared ourselves for an all-out, you know, war. So the biggest thing with us, we kept our composure. You know, we stayed, you know, we stayed in shape the whole game. We would make sure we kind of rested our legs between plays. And, you know, coaches did a great job of getting us in and out and keeping us fresh.
Any more questions for Tommy?